got that truck with that extra frame on the side. It costs a little bit more money for that bracing, you know, to keep spanging it. Then I got the different ratio in the rear end. You know what that is. You're a mechanic.
Yeah.
And it won't make but about 55 miles an hour wide open with a governor for it. I take my governor for it because I drove it 1 year myself. The first year I didn't drive it. I was in a company. They're paying me. And I little boy gave him $50 a week straight time to drive the truck, and he wanted to carry a buddy with him, you know, keep him working, you know, by himself with the element that you have to work with up there, Putwood fella. And them big other GMCs and Ford, everything get stuck in that old crawl of sand on them hills in South Carolina.
Sit over here,
and they cut ruts.
You're about to walk on him.
They take their truck and I bought it in a brand new cut ruts with a half a load and go around them and just keep hauling water on. And them fellas was out there, you know, getting pulled, you know, out of the woods and put between the doors. And that thing was walking all around. And that truck's another way. A lot of them, you know, cost maybe $1,000 more than mine did.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What all have you used that truck for?
Mainly the old watermelon hauling. And what the first year at that boy, you know, carried it up there, and I've had that stake body on there, and I carried $300 worth of watermelon sideboards, you know, for box cars and this end pads and, you know, all that stuff. The boat, what's called the boards and the end pads. And I would load it down. Well, it wasn't a load, no, but I say I had 3 or 4 tons on it, make it ride good. And the boys brought it up there because you couldn't buy it up there. They'd buy it down here and haul it. And the first year, you know, I made enough to pay them boys and made enough money to with the truck to pay for it.
Yeah, well, now that sounds like what you're saying.
In other words, with a body and with that stake body, I built it myself, the sides, you know, and built the frame and all that. It's homemade, built it at the house. And it cost me about $140, but now you're talking about a body that costs you $800 to build one now.
Yeah.
But that lightning boy said, I'd sell my truck, but the body, I helped him build one on here. He got a Chevrolet. He said, I would sell the Chevrolet. But he says, it's a little older model, you know, it's a 53 or 54 Chevrolet. And it cost $200-some-odd to build his. And I helped him build it, out of the material. But he's got the iron pipes, you know, in his seal, and I got the pockets, you know, where the stud worked down in there. And one or two of them broke off, and you can replace that two before, you know, go in the pocket, loosen the tie bolts. You might have seen it, if you noticed it. But that's the idea I had from another pickup that I had. And I built a pickup body, and I decided to build that one like that. But here, them pipes make a little racket. In other words, inside the pipe on the bottom, you know, in the galvanized pipe, you know, goes in there. But he said, I wouldn't sell mine. He said, I just can't take no $300 from my truck. Says, the body only worth $300 or $400 or $500. I said, I said, ain't nobody can build a body like that. And it's made out of 2x6, you know, what he built his. And all that pipe business on his, for his standard, it goes down in there, stake body, and he got a sliding gate on here. I'm going to build one for this to mine, but never get around to it. But we built a cow gate, you know, half of it, where it slide over. You get the cow and they just slide that thing on top of that pipe on top, go in there, and you don't use the back end while you just take 2 pins out of each side and just let the back end off, in other words.
Yeah.
Take 2 good men to handle that roomy back gate with that pipe stuff on it. But he said, it's mine, I'm going to keep it. Says, I want to drive it something. Come on, use it, haul your cow. So we haul the cow, in other words, without no tag insurance in him. But mine, I haven't, you know, put the sides on or nothing. But main thing that I've used that far is, I'd say, it's hauling watermelon, and I did haul hay with it some, in other
words. When you haul watermelon now, how does it work out, Everett? Time you put in, and what sort of
they got all kind of arrangements. They got a cutting deal, and wait that 1 year after I quit the company, they didn't pay too much money. Then I went out and I carried a little money up there with me, and I bought the field myself, and the company, you know, knew it. I had them sold when I bought them, and I picked up some labor Putwood fellows, in other words, and smaller schoolboy, you know, to hand them over to heap row. And the sticks of watermelon, well, usually best load them right on the truck. You can load a truck in no time. You'd go, you know, about three times on two sides, you know, about twice as far as the end of your loading pin out yonder. So they make watermelon up there. They make, I'd say, three times the watermelon.
Now, where is
that? And just load them South Carolina.
Oh.
They load them on both sides,
you
see.
You
I carried the truck up and broke it in South Carolina. That's when the thing was pulling, that ratio. But, that's the reason I wanted it for field work. I didn't want it for road, in other words. And I didn't figure on, I did haul a few loads of logs on it, in other words, to get some timber sawed.
Yeah.
14, 16 foot. Put the long one, you know, 16 on the bottom and put, you know, maybe three or four good cuts of 12 on top.
Yeah.
I didn't perk any coffee. The old percolator won't do. So you have to make your own.
Well, that's the kind I'm used to is this instant.
Yeah.
I got a new jar. I guess I'll carry it with me. It'll get a little old, in other words. I just open it up.
You ever try it? How long has it been since you tried some of that A&P 8 o'clock coffee? Well, I got some the other day, and it has no taste.
That's the beans, in other words?
Yeah.
That's kind of Mrs. Etrow. Now, she used one of those, well, it's a regular, what you call a percolator, googled up, and it'll stay warm, you know, got the system on. I got one, but I hardly ever use it by myself. That's the reason I go to buying either Folgers or Maxwell House or Chase and Sanborn, whichever one, you know, is less than a dollar, you know, for a 6 ounce jar, well, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
And one that I got the other day, and I already got Folgers, because they were 95 cents. And most of the other places, you know, they won't buy that much for a little, what you call this, a 2 ounce?
Yeah.
They won't buy that much for 2 ounces while I pay for 6 around here. You go up into this little hand down there, 7-Eleven, whatever it is,
yeah.
He has them over around him.
Yeah.
And they'll eat you up. That old jar of jelly there, you know, cost you 3 times much. I'm buying.
How much do they pay you for your? How do you collect on that watermelon business?
Well, I've hauled them all kind of ways. So much of watermelon, so much of car, so much of truck,
yeah.
And so much a pound.
Yeah.
And they'll charge, you know, 30, 40 cents a hundred. That is for cutting them.
Yeah.
And haul them to the car, or the truck.
Okay, bless us, Edward.
Kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we again thank Thee for the opportunity to come in and have in fellowship one another. Heavenly Father, we pray that Thou guide and direct us that we may look forward to seeing Thee in the future. Heavenly Father, bless this food, bless the one that prepared it, bless it to the nourishment of our bodies and our bodies, our service for us in Jesus' name for His sake. Amen.
All sorts of reasons.
You got something else in a different.
Yeah, these
are
better potatoes than those.
Oh,
water.
They are?
Mm-hmm. What kind of arrangement would you make?
What would I make?
Yeah. How would
according to how the man wanted to make it.
Maybe one way I'd make them.
How would you make it?
I'd haul them by the melon.
That's right. That's the way the boy done the last time of the haul. That's the way he done it. And I'll tell you the deal that he made. I had a job, in other words, and the job, you know, pretty good job, pretty good money, and he won. He's a kin folks of mine, too. Somebody said, you kin to everybody out there, aren't you? I said, just about it.
Yeah.
He says, well, you got the truck. I'll take it, and I'll furnish the driver, and if something other happened to it, well, we'll split the charges. And I'll give you half the money. I'll buy the gas, furnish the man to drive it, keep a record of it. That's when he bought 2 tires for it. The last one, in other words, while the boy, you know, rammed a piece of iron or something, looked like an old piece of a buggy thing, you know. And he was loaded and hit that thing in the end of the field. And they just put a hole in there like that. And he said, you want to have it vulcanized? They say they want about $20 or $25 to vulcanize. I said, no. I says, I'd rather, if it's all right with you, and I would, it's just get a new tire. And I told him to go to, I believe that thing, the Gulf people are dealing with. I bought Gulf oil. And I said, you can get a 20% discount. 20% discount Guff tie. I said, get a heavy duty Guff. So we got a heavy duty Guff, and it cost 60, tie and the tube, $65. That's the last thing bought. But he hauled by the watermelon. I think it was, maybe he got caught in the distance. Seemed like it run anywhere from 2 to 4 cents. He didn't have a long haul. But nine of them tell me they didn't get a nickel or 8, 10 cents a melon now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, you figure 100, in other words, 30 or 40 cents a 100. Well, that's, if you only watermelon on to bring a penny while the hauling man is working with him, while he's making more money than the man that got him.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, when you start doing that custom work,
it's running the money.
Yeah.
Did you get one of these?
Yeah, I got it.
These are all yours,
you know.
Mine and yours together, I figured.
No, I had mine. They're yours.
I didn't see you eating any.
Marty.
I better get mine on the plate then and watch you, and I'll go, you eat mine too, won't you?
That's right. There's the onions in the middle of the table.
Just charge by the melon, and you charge 10 cents a melon now.
I don't know what the price is, but like you said, according to the distance of hauling, they make some good money out of now hauling.
Well, the distance is not what bothers you. It's just
well, it takes a little more time. The loading is what costs you, but if you got a short haul, you can make more load, see?
Yeah.
But,
well, what...
That boy made some money, in other words, with the thing he had it, in other words. But then he got the business of bulldozer, now, and he owns 3 bulldozers, you know, that same boy. He had some initiative in him. You know the boy, Reagan.
I see.
He might have heard of it. Alan Mixon.
No.
Bulldozer operator. Lives in Fairfield. He got him a nice, about a $50,000 home. It's paid for.
Good. Operating bulldozer?
Bulldozer, right.
Hmm.
Well, he gets $17, $20 an hour for that thing. He dug that pond out there that you all saw, you know. Fresh dirt, you know. He contracted that and said he lost money on it, $5,000. He lost money on it. I said, well, you're dealing with a man that was subject to see it, you lose money and not make any.
Who's that?
Mr. Zetrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Albert.
Yeah. He could figure, too.
We had it figured, Albert, yeah. You drinking coffee? You drinking coffee? You're going to get some later.
I got a little later. I don't see how he could lose $5,000 just on that soft dirt. It's not.
He didn't lose that much. A contract price was $5,000 for digging it.
Yeah.
But his equipment and labor, and he had to get the man and pay him $13 or $14 an hour for that bucket, I call it. What you call it? A drag line, isn't it?
Drag line.
Yeah. So he had to pay him out of his pocket, see? After running that gumbo and over and that caterpillar. I think all 3 of them are 7s. Caterpillar.
Oh.
Well, you had to get that thing and dip that stuff out.
Well, now, let me tell you. Dr. Evans used to live over that Mississippi.
Yeah, I know. Niece's boy saves his life. Niece's son saved Dr. Evans' life. Mm-hmm. And he got more like tore him up like Ford.
Red.
Mm-hmm. Redhead boy.
He had that diagram, and he was operating over at Cross Creek, and he was clearing the channel or something like that. And he took it with the job, and he found out that as soon as he cleared out a little bit, it'd fill up again. So he just going broke fast. So he just walked off and left it.
He did.
Yeah.
What, he didn't sign no contract in it?
I don't know about the contract.
Well, that's what Mr. Zetler out there. He gets the contract signed up, see?
Well, it was contract or no contract. You just walk off and leave and nothing they can do.
But according to that little fine print, and that way you have to come back to that outfit or give him all the money that he done paid you.
Just give
him
the money, yeah.
Maybe that's what that man done. That's lost everything he had put in.
He didn't get anything out of it, you see. But he didn't go broke. And you know, when you're dealing with, when you don't know what you see, old Bug Johnson dug a trench for me out here. And he busted up all his equipment. Mm-hmm. He started out, let me see, with a drag run. And then he run into some old flint rock down there. And he brought the backhoe, what do you call them?
Yeah.
And worked on that and busted up his backhoe.
Yeah, you give a welding man like he's working with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Allen was his own welder. In other words, he said if I'd have had to hire somebody to come out here and fix that sprocket or roll or something, though, mm-hmm. said that would cost me $200-$300.
Now, I tell you what.
But he saved that labor, in other words, to hiring a man, in other words, charging so much for his torch and time, you know, or using all them rods and all.
Yeah.
Putting that thing back.
Well. When you're getting a job like that, you see, there ought to be something in the contract to cover that. The equipment man, the bulldozer man, oughtn't have to take all those chances.
Well, I'd go. You couldn't do that on the kind of operator. You take people, you know, coming tearing up your stuff. Like this color boy, you know, put sand in this diesel tractor, you know, where the to run it. Put sand in oil in a diesel tractor.
Yeah.
And it chewed that motor out.
Yeah.
And the insurance company, you know what, they paved the first one, but the next one, that's when they're going to have a lawsuit.
Well, they will. Is that right?
But they're trying to think, you know what, well, the boy didn't like to make a tractor, is what it was. And that's the way he going to get them changed. You don't get a different model. Well, they changed. They're using John Deere now.
Yeah.
And he's still working with them. And like the fellow said the other day, he said, he believes that man had a hoodoo on him. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, they got a rabbit foot in his pocket. Because he said, he needs just something. While the boss man goes and does like he wants to do and said, I don't like that kind of business. Well, I see what he means, but you have all kinds of problems when you work with labor. That's the one thing I know is bad. I hate to go to that job Monday.
What do you have to do on that? You don't have to. You're not straw boss, are you?
Yeah. I'm the superintendent of the whole shed and making out the bill of lading of all of maybe $200,000 worth of potatoes.
Yeah.
Whatever they get out of them. He knows he got $60,000 that he'll get. I mean, $60,000, you know, for the one that's on the contract. You know he'll get that.
Well, if anything out of line, you gotta crack the whip?
Yeah. I got the exhaust. I'm the man.
Is it Monday?
Yes, ma'am. I told him today.
Oh.
They called me this morning.
Why?
I'm gonna come in tomorrow afternoon. Bring the clothes.
Well?
Say if she wasn't home, I'd just go in and make myself at home, in other words. She knows that.
I do.
I've been away before.
He's leaving
well,
the...
golly.
He's leaving the people where he's working on that fence over there.
But I told him, but they don't feel hard. I haven't seen them yet, and I may see them in the morning. But.
And GP was counting on you to...
Yeah, he told me this morning. He's down at Wind buying some paint.
Yeah.
I teed him by the boy getting married, and he's going to paint the house now before he gets his wife in there.
Well, I know this is about...
He's marrying that pond gal over him.
I
Delma Pond, his daughter. His man, Cook might know Delma Pond. You know him,
hey. Oh, over here, Citra.
I heard
of
him.
I'd known this as a farewell supper out of Cook's estate.
But, this here thing good. Uh-huh. Supper good. That other night was really delicious. But he said that lumber, they haven't got it, but we're going to put it up. I'll be a mention, you're going to put it up green, the nail, them 20-penny nails are going at 16. I told him 16 ought to be enough, big enough. But he knows, in other words, I know how to plan out and make one of them corrals.
Now, he's going to put a brand new corral in over there.
Oh, yes, sir. And he's usually around, you know, $2 to $4 or $5 post. Give him one or two more of these.
And all that yours. He doesn't want any more.
You got enough?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get two or three.
You go ahead.
You go ahead. You like them pretty good. You ate your wood up pretty hard, but you're
I'm through. You can do me the dishes.
But
so you got cypress. He got some hard cypress. This fella out there, one of his neighbors, right now. And he was going to help him saw it up and put it in the corral.
They're going to saw it, and I'm going to have to plan the corral, a loading pen, or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
The cutting gates and all that, it'll be built high, in other words, and for this big ranch over here, that Pine Acre Ranch. You've heard of it. It used to be the old sand property. You've heard of sand.
Pine Acre, yeah.
Pine Acre is where it is. And he said they're getting it, and we're going to put it up, you know, come out of that canal zone over there, and some of them trees are 3 or 4 feet in diameter.
Over there at the St. John River. Over
coming
there.
Out through this swamp, I reckon, over here at the... that other river. What's the name of that thing? Aquawaha.
And he knew some of the... How is that now? GP knew some of the... How do you get word of that?
You mean about the number?
Uh-huh.
Some of the people, a friend of his, worked at Bagley where they make the Coca-Cola boxes and bread boxes and where they have this cypress at... that mill at Citra, they call that then. Is it Lewis? No, it's not Lewis, is it? Cypress Mill, in other words. Then the big orange house on the other side of the mill that back there.
Mm-hmm.
Bagsley. Lewis and Bagsley, I believe his name right in there. And they told him about these people getting that stuff out, and they had these big heavy equipment thing, you know, flip them things out, in other words. Like the government got some high-powered four-wheel pull thing, you know, and all that. Skidders, I believe that's what they call them things. And he went away to see about it, because this warming iron lumber got where you got to put the more juice on it every so often, and it costs you about 200 and some odd out of 1,000. That boy down there, he said, what did Henry said, I don't know, they go up every week, I'll have to just wait and see, and I'll get it in for you if you want to get it. But I can't make you no price. Pearson. Pearson is that boy last
that
name.
Right.
Pearson
yeah.
is his name. I thought about it over there. If you mentioned it.
Right.
Collin Place, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too far up
the
road. But that's he's a young fellow, and he seems to be putting an eye for it.
Mm-hmm.
But they told him to go ahead and get it, you know, ordered for him. That is a woman out of lumber for his porch. And he ordered his sand and gravel from Buddy. And they delivered up there to him. I guess he's going to make a cement patio porch or something on the front. But he's got to pay for that woman out of lumber.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
Yeah. This, yeah, even let alone inch boards, costly. You know this shell station up here on the hill where Aaron Miller was?
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's the man up there now?
We don't have an idea. Miller made his, and one of the neighbors up in there, and he worked down there a long time. Bannister. Did you ever meet him? He's a mechanic.
No.
Handyman. I had him change a few tires for me, but he never did do any mechanic work.
This fella, I'll tell you where, I don't know where he lives now, but he did live down on that road past Boardman, and had a big chicken. Big tall fella.
You're not talking about William Green?
Yes.
I went to school with him.
Yes.
And his mama used to work with me at the packing house, and I was superintendent of the packing house. His mother's an old lady. They call her Old Lady Green. Did you know her? That's why her nickname.
Well, look here. He seemed like an awfully clever fella.
He's a good boy.
Well, put on. What all has he been into? Chickens?
Chicken mostly. I believe he had some kind of other business that he made some money out before he got into the chicken thing. But he married, and she was a hustler, his wife was, and they kind of toughed it out, and I imagine that boy's, you know, got a little money now. I imagine he's financed in pretty good shape.
Well, what's he up there at that shell station for?
I don't think he's the one that's running that, is he?
He's the only one there.
Is he? Well, he must be, met the handyman, you know, wet with a chicken, and maybe he can operate it. If it's William Green.
It's William Green, yeah.
I didn't know that, but he's a good friend, and I already know local people that passed out. Billy Richardson, Robert Williams. And I seen them not coming from McIntyre. They got the gas down to 28.9, in other words.
I don't know what he's going to make it out of. There's nothing.
I don't either.
He can't make it out of gas.
No. Not with his war on and all. And you can't never can make any money out of selling gasoline, hardly.
Good,
y'all know. Yeah. What can he make it out of? He might sell the moonshine on the side and make it, couldn't he?
I see. You have to have something on the side because you can't make it in the service station.
You surely can't.
I tried for a solid year.
Yeah.
I tell you what gets you though is them checks and bounds.
That's right.
And he can't keep from getting a few, can he?
Unless he don't watch himself.
But now you don't have that.
What about an old bird down here? They don't change their schedule. I look in the wall. I said, honey, who that apply to? Cash and care. No credit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on the wall down there. I noticed today, first time I noticed it. But Henry, I've been knowing him, you know, ever since his kid. He's a little older than I. Bird been there, you know, ever since he just a young boy. Knew him, you know, before he married his wife. And he got two boys here that are in his. One of them must be 40 years old, and the other one not even 30, in his 30s.
What does Henry do on the side?
Nothing.
When he's
working up for his son, you know, making that money at Vegas. And that's where they stole the doctor working from, that old Slim doctor. He's the one that stole the wife.
Oh, don't
in the gate. His name is Stokes. I always call him Slim. He worked over me at a year ago when I was I got the job over at Hastings. I pay it all. And I go to the bank every morning and get $1,000 worth of cash carried around with me. Had an apron on like a nail apron and have $1,000 there. Well, you're taking a chance on a nigga killing you. Especially on a bad, you know, migratory. And every time they finish a lane in the potatoes, you'd pay them all. Give them cash.
Really?
Give them cash every time they finish out a line, you see, because the truck come along, you know, like mine. I carried mine over and used it 1 year, but didn't use it too much because the contract people, you know, taking over. But I used it, you know, hauling seed out, you know, to put in the planter, you know, just like fertilizer. We used that same Dodge truck that I had at the house. I believe that Dodge might have been the Ford that I had. I had a Ford same time I had this Dodge. 40. What was it doing Camp Landing Day? 45 miles. Didn't have too many of them, you know. It slacked off of them, you know, during the Camp Landing.
How
many
is this Dodge? 46?
It's a 48.
48.
Mm-hmm. I bought it new and that's the actual mileage on it. I don't know what mileage on it. Not too many miles on it, really. Driving back and forth to Carolina, most of the miles, most of the field work, it don't run in too much.
Suppose you're hauling melons and it rains and you don't haul any that day. You just don't make anything?
Cut down on me, yeah. But that's the reason I had the two boys, in other words, rain or shine, while they got the $50 a week, in other words. But when they're working, in other words, while they worked, then I told them, in other words, that I'd give them a bonus, see? And sure enough, they made the money. The boy carried me up there to contract them, or what his name was now. He drank. Of course, you find a lot of them now drink that stuff, and he was drinking it. And made him a little mad. When I told him, you know what, I said, now, your money is good, but I said, if you to save it, your mother told me that she'd like you to come back with a little bit of money. Now throw it all away, you know, like most of you young boys do.
Or do they?
And I said, I'm not trying to run your business, in other words, but I said, I'm looking out for your interests, I figure. And I'll do like you want to do, because I'm going to pay you. But I can put it in escrow, in other words, here in this bank, Hartfield Bank. And you get ready to come home, or you can get, you know, one to get a check, bank check on him, where you see, and won't be no danger. You spend it, throw it away. Nobody cash a check. And I said, I know you need a little extra money, in other words, to, you know, have a little fun, but you carry the money and you're drinking, in other words, well, they relieve you of it, and as long as you got the money, you sport. But when your money gives out, well, they put you out in the alley. And you get you in trouble along with it. He didn't like it much, but he finally saw the point. And got through while he'd saved, you know, about $300. And lived, in other words. And I gave him a $100 bonus because they made me some money. You know, that first year they made. That truck cost me, I believe, $2,300, cab and chassis. Brand new. Like this pickup I got, I paid, I think, $1,500, I think, this pickup, 55. But now, you know, as I say, you know, you can't get one like it, twice that. A neighbor of mine bought one, it cost him $3,100 or $3,200. Just like it on the, here's his red.
Well, it paid way up there for that. What is he?
Oh, yeah, he got GMC.
GMC.
He had a Chevrolet.
Oh, he changed, didn't he?
Keep mine just a light, just a little bit of water. Hot water. Did he say he wanted a half a cup? You hitting it? Have you got the water? Well, that's okay. I thought you were waiting to see, you know, what I was going to say about mine. I heard it, but,
yeah.
You know, looked and seen your cup.
I was. That's what I was waiting
for. Now, don't think that I'm trying to be bossy now.
Well, aren't you bossy? I thought you were, Evan.
I'm going to try to boss them, dude.
I have seen something you haven't seen. Coon and I both saw it. We saw that hardwood,
oak table.
That oak table.
That is 100 years old.
It's a round top, and it's got.
Hey, you didn't try to pick up one end of it, did you?
No.
He's a pretty big man, though. I ought to told him to pick up one end of it and let you drive your heifer on the other end. You're a little fella, and he's a big fella. It seemed like you two would do it. But ain't that thing, you got some weight to it.
It's got four legs, but they're not legs.
I know that they thick, the old type, you know, like this. And you got two extra leads. 12-inch lead, that'll make it, you know, 2 feet wider, you know, in the middle.
Yeah, you know, that's what I need for my family.
Well, that's what we need with ours. I don't know how many. You got to go. Well, there's six of us now. Five boys and one girl. And we raised up with that table. And the oldest in the family is 70 years old. And that table has been there 40 years before our regular children were born.
Oh, really?
I got five girls and one boy.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, there's only one girl in our five.
I need that table.
But he could use a table like that. Put the lead. You'd have to put the leaves out. That way we raise it. Did you see the old bench when he's coming out there?
Yeah.
He saw it.
Old bench.
That's when they get on it. No, when we didn't use our man at the table, well, you got the back of the hand right in your mouth. You know what I'm talking about. And you went away from the table. You didn't get nothing then. You'd have to beg mama, you know, later.
Yeah. That's come back later.
Yeah, come back later. But now then, you know, kids, I don't know how yours are. But I see my cousin, he got six head. He got two boys and four girls. And they were all together while it was, you know, they get to the table while one wants a certain piece of chicken, they go to fight and just bite the table. I said to myself, I said, Mike, my day, you know what, you got what, wait until your time, it passed around, you got it. But they just about gig each other, you know, getting on the table. That's right.
Yeah, that's a real table thing. I want you to see it.
But here, you got in married?
No.
You was young. Well, Johnny, I'd say Johnny, your age, maybe not be 40 years old.
Who, me?
Yeah, you're over 40, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
But Johnny's 44, and I figured you're around Johnny's age, 44 years old. He got two in married.
I'll be 43 next month.
And you don't have any married yet?
I got one 18 past.
Well, the one that's married, she's 20, and the oldest in other words is 23. But Johnny married this girl when he was real young, and she was real young in other words.
I was 24 when I got married.
But Johnny was
almost.
He quit school. Johnny went to 10th grade and he quit school, and he married when he quit school. 10th grade, and he must not have been, but. Well, he'd have to been, you know, I'd say 16 or 17. And I think she's about 15. She's in, I think, about 10th grade, 9th or 10th. Riding a bicycle. I knew him, you know, when they was riding a bicycle.
I started getting married 3 or 4 times, and I caught my senses.
Just take them out there and put them in a jigger.
Caught my senses.
The
last time, I didn't have no sense.
Now you got those cups, those plates over there. Let me show you.
We can get them out of this plastic thing. That's my idea.
I'll buy
that table off. No, it's Lady Mokala wanted it, but I'm going to keep it, and I may put it in my new home. I'm planning rather than fix up that old house.
Okay.
You can spend a lot of money. I'm planning on, I just got on my feet, you know, this last year. And I want to build a two-bedroom, you know, two-car garage with it. A two-bedroom and a can, you know, if I ever wanted to or something, I could put another room on it. But I'll use some of that, you know, like that, some of the dressing. I got one bed. One bed is old time. It's a, the bed is, when it was made, it's 1885. So it's got a little age on it. See the bed? This is mahogany.
I got a dining room suit. Got the big high back ladder chair. Just a round table. It doesn't expand. Solid glass front buffet. Old fashioned buffet. Handmade in 1865.
There you go.
Well, where do you all get those things? Oh, yours is good.
Mine been handed down, you know, my people know where it is.
I bought this for $15 in Hartville, Ohio at an auction.
Yeah. I mean, like going to those auctions.
You'd want a premium for it. You wouldn't want to sell it for no $15, $20 now, would you? Hmm? That's like the table number way back there. I bet the folks, my folks didn't pay. He might have made $20 or $25 for that table, in other words. I got that y'all were looking at. Reckon you didn't pay about $20 or $25 for it?
It's not rich.
$25 or $30, maybe?
Kind of a medium coconut bar. I think I had some. One.
These are very nice. They're not.
Yeah. Yeah, these are good. You need them for coffee for breakfast, even. The hen, because they're not overly sweet.
Evan, let me tell you, you've got that tractor, though. You've got that thing made you money, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't open. Just like that truck on the shed. My brother said, go ahead and get the thing, shatter the thing, let Williams have it. I said, William, I can't get him to come on and do me a favor with that big machine of here to get my millet in. I want something to cut when the ideal season of the weather. And I says, if he kind of halfway do right with me, I'd let him have the thing, in other words. Last year, the year before last, he sees it every once in a while.
Yeah.
But that $100, as I told you, that's all I want to talk about. And I told my brother, don't owe me anything, but I don't see that I'm obligated to give it to anybody, in other words. Now, I could let William have it, you know, maybe for $100.50.
Then
I had a colored man, he was going to give me $250 for it, but he didn't have the money. And I said, go and buy it. He's going to give me $250 for it. Come look at it.
Well, now, it wouldn't be worth just to keep it there.
Well, I was going to say, it's...
Just to have it there, even though you got a brand new one. How much you going to get out of this, you think?
What's that?
You sell it to somebody.
You mean the...
The tractor.
You mean the big ones I have?
Yeah.
Well, that Doc, you know, he come and looked at it, and he said, yeah, he says, I'd give you a bit and a half, you know, $1,200. For the tractor and a half. I said, well, that's about what it's worth. I said, but they wouldn't want to give, you know, about $800 or $900 for it and a half. You know, the tractor people got it. But if they got it and throw a coat of paint on it, like they did that old model D-17 down there, Charlie Buell down at West Tractor Company. You've heard of him, haven't you?
Yes.
He said, I got it ready and got it on a lot. And I said, well, what weight you told me? Well, he's gone up $300. Yeah, he first told me that he had to have about $2,200. That's when they first traded it in. And they repainted it, you know, done a little work on it. The guy was sitting on the lot and said, I'd have to have $2,500 for that D-17. I said, well, you sell it, because it's one old model. You got to shoot the injection of the ether starting fluid. Take that cap off, you know, got a little chain on it. He's seen them, I know.
Yeah.
But what would anyone buy your tractor for?
Well, that color boy, he got corn and got peas and peanuts all out there. He used it for that. And what he liked about it, he got an old tractor, but here's a little tricycle. Mine's a wide front end. This was $300 more for that wide front end than it is with a tricycle. And that's what he wanted it for, the wide front end.
You don't need that much... it'll pull that baler with a power takeoff, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't have any trouble with that.
Either one of these yours to pull the baler.
Well,
another one, there might be a little trouble with it, this little Ford, but that, I know that 12 with it got more power than this other one. I reckon it had.
Well, what?
You know I reckon, but I think so.
Well, why are you willing to let it go? It's too slow, or what?
No, I want to get something where you put that bush hog down getting 150 to 200 bales of hay to the acre, where you want to run it in low gear. You run in low gear, the lower you run it, you're chewing the hay up. In other words, you want to cut the hay and go on.
You
want to run it in second. High second is what you want to put low hay in. High second. You ever mowed in the hay with a bush hog? What'd you use, a sycamore?
Yeah.
That's what Avery used. Avery used a sycamore.
I never, cured like that. I can't use a bush hog. I don't have enough power.
Well, that's what I mean. But you clearing, like mowing that pasture and them people over there?
Why?
Of course, it pasture mowing, though, when it's not too bad, the hay, you know, weeds and stuff in it, well, it'll pull a thing in third. But you getting up a hay a while, sometimes second won't pull it, then you got dropping low, and then you're cutting your ground speed where you're not making any time.
Yeah. No, that slows you up.
Slows you down.
You can't make it behind that.
And another thing, of course, he did. I told him, he got play putty hard out there. If you throw it behind one of them A-frame hairs, you got to have something to pull it. Like he's telling me about Lindsay, Avery's brother with that Hawthorne, still got that old 88 Oliver. And he had one of them A-frame hair and sold it as a special. But I think he kept a little of your farming equipment, and you think maybe he had a little farm, 10 acres of crop or something in it around the house, around the block that he kept.
Well, he kept that, and then he kept the lease on part of the paper company's land.
He did?
Yeah. He's got about two.
He kept his cows in most of them, didn't he?
Yeah, 200-300 acres of the paper company's land. He
got
leased.
Mm-hmm. Well, he kept those commercial cows in most of them, didn't he? Yeah. Or did he sell some of them?
He sold part of them, but he
still cut some of them. Yeah. I haven't seen him a good long while. I used to see him once in a while when I was working at Hastings.
That was a force. That liquidation sale was a force. That was forced on him.
Yeah. Well, that's what told me. A creditor, in other words, was pushing him, and he had to raise some money for the bank and the fertilizer company. And had to make a dispersal to kind of relieve them.
What would you, if you had a tractor like that, what would you use it for?
Well, you could use it for general farm use. Plow, cutting hay.
More one that got had that mower like I got behind it. That mower, that bush hog got behind it. You can get a small one.
Well, there's one thing about it won't break down, will it?
No, sir. It'll just keep right on it and go. And that tractor fuel, it's got more power than the same type. You can get a WD 45 with a gas job, or you can get the 45.
With
the gas.
They
both got the same cubic inch engine, same horsepower, but that WD tractor fuel will outpull it.
That's
right. It'll make it and its load and walk right on off.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you won't burn your valves and all like you do with them gas. That's one objection to these gas burners. Having trouble with your valves. You don't have the clearance on them valves, right? If both of you run gas, at a trauma, it will burn fuel, won't it? Fuel oil?
No.
He hadn't got the manifold on, the fuel manifold on it. I didn't notice it, in other words. But that 12, that you worked on, it's strictly gas, too.
Strictly gas.
Well, much as that round got one, it's strictly gas. It's a 14, two points, bigger than that one. It's gas. And, you talking about now, you use it more in that Bahia grass or next to that big barn you seen it in other words before you went down the bottom of the hill on the right. So the coal of that thing, more in that hay there with it. And that the coastal, it's easy to cut in Pangola. But the valves up on it. When they call a farmer to come out there, they charge him $15, I think, come out there and pick it up. Because they gamble, in other words, and they charge about $7-$8 an hour, for the labor.
Yeah.
$10
now. Is it 10? Yeah, they've gone up now already. And that brother, he is working one of the five, telling you they're paying him $2 an hour. And they around and you're using a pencil in other words, and they're making the money. But they tell you, we got so much overhead, this, that, and other. Well, that overhead, they pay for it, you know, 1 year. That beats all. They don't want to pay his own brother now, but $2 an hour. And he's making all the money.
You mean Fred?
Yeah, you know Fred. He could have fixed this tractor for you, and I told you. How'd you get a hold of this man here to come over here and fix the thing for you?
Well, he's just over here.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Well, you've been knowing him longer than a week or so, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, he had
he got a headquarters over here, right over here, next on the corner. But you haven't been up that way.
Mm-mm. Not in a long while. Uh-huh. Up there past the church somewhere.
He got them horses is his.
It is.
Yeah. That's his wagon.
A two-horse antique?
Yeah.
I had one, the wheel, but a lot of it. One of the little doctor have it. He said he was going to give me $15 for it. I said, well, the antique people offer me that much, you know, for it.
Yeah.
But I said, the wheel is gone now, you know, and the antique people don't want it. It's selling a shed dry rod, you know what them tires do, like
this one here.
But I need to get it out of that other shed out there on the opposite side of where the tractor was. I don't know where you're seeing it or not. You see it?
Yes.
Yeah, he's seen it.
I need a disc for a
horse-drawn
disc carrier. You
got one? Yeah, one of them out there. One hanging up under the shed.
A horse-drawn disc?
Yes, sir.
Oh, with a little seat you sit on?
Yes, sir.
It is a pretty good size, hair, a small side disc.
I don't care what size it is. I've got a pair of horses to pull.
Oh, you have?
You can take what size you can get.
I'm going to rig the thing up. It's got the two levers on it and have the seat behind it.
Yes,
it's sitting out there next to the sweet gum tree. You ought to see it while you're looking. You didn't see it?
I know.
Why we looked at the hay baler?
Yeah.
Sweet gum tree right there, sitting right there next to it. It got some cedar posts there. You see some cedar posts?
Yeah.
Well, the hair right there. You ought to talk about it.
I got a horse.
Go ahead. I see a trade coming up right now. You got the horses, and he's got the...
Yeah, I got the hair. There's a few discs on it, and I got another one that's over at Ayers.
Yeah.
But I never use a disc on it. I was going to use it on that tandem hair. But I know it seemed like I had the... instead of the axle being square, I believe the axle on that in the mine is round, and I'm going to have to drill it out. And you catch the only machine top and put it under there where they charge you as much as the whole thing was, you know, to punch a hole on through it. One of those press drills, I call it. But I never didn't need it. Now, I had that hair. I bought one or two for that hair that I said I wanted to let go of that tractor because it fat and underneath the hydraulic lift. And I think the hair cost me about $400, but it's worth, you know, half price now anyhow, in other words. But Lindsay's over there, $1,500 and got $200 for A-frame at that dispersal sale. And his own brother was there, and that Billy Brown and McIntosh bought it, everything. He put it with a David Brown tractor, a diesel 900 David Brown. And that's what he pulled it with. As I told Avery, I could have lightened it up, you know, used it, in other words, to scratch it. I could have taken off one or two of the discs, you know, and still use this thing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, block it off, in other words, and take off a disc or two if it pulled too heavy.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah. But here he said he just went over there, rode away with Billy. Went in Billy Brown pickup, in other words, and he bought the thing and messed around there and got a chain or something, throwed it over open, you know, and hooked the tractor to it. I ain't that old 88 and pulled that A-frame up and let that doggone A-frame down that pickup. And Billy brought it on home with him after he bought it at the bus.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to go, in other words. I said if I'd have gone, I might have bought a little of that stuff at a bargain, though. You take something like that, you can go there and buy it now.
I never had any experience with A-frame. How many is that? Is that got plows or?
Disc. It's got disc. One of the offset,
though.
It's kind of like
a
one, you know, cutting the other and pulling back the other way.
But it'll really get on there and cut.
Yeah, and it'll keep your land level in a regular bush and bog, you know, if you don't know how to handle it when you make your curves. Well, you would holler the land up and make it on level, in other words. You take one of them.
If you turn to the right, you're going to holler your land, but you want to turn to the left and you can smooth it.
That's right. But with the A-frame, while you can turn to the left, in other words, then you smooth the thing and keep them leaving that fur, in other words. But a bush and bog, no matter which way you turn, you're going
to
have gullet at the end of the row.
It throws to the right?
It throws to the right and throws to the left. It throws both ways.
The A-frame?
Yes, sir. Your front disc throws to the right, and your back one throws to the left. So therefore, if you turn to the left, you're going to keep going.
That's right. And it fill up your fur, and your land will be pretty well level.
That's right.
But don't forget it. You got to have something to pull it. Now yours, them tractor yours, they wouldn't pull a. They might. I doubt if it'd pull a five disc. It might. They.
Yeah.
Five blade. It might pull a five.
Yeah, they pull a five.
But never you get any bigger than that, you got to have something. You got some horses.
Five little ones.
Well, the disc is half again bigger than what's on that little hair you got. No,
yeah.
They're 24 inch, you know, heavy steel disc.
24 inches in diameter.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, heavens. No, that tractor don't pull too much, could
you? Well, I'd say a little 12 got more than this Ford, but I don't know. It hasn't got, I don't reckon that 12 at a time, but they got maybe 35 or so in horses.
That little Ford at one time 35? Was really poor, but
that little Inn, I've seen them and used them now. They got around 30 horses. I believe it's close to it. I don't know whether that the Inn, is that the Inn series that he's got? I think about 30.
But you get one with a good compression and
everything. That fella Dancer and Hudson Notch on near me has got, the one got a Ford and one got a Ferguson. But Hutchin, he got the Ferguson, and you know that thing is, he keeps it in good shape.
Yeah.
He just sold his property, you know, them people don't got all that money for it.
You have more than any equipment in recent years.
No.
Except that
baler. That's the last thing. It's four years old.
And you just lucked out
4 years.
On that.
That's right. Well, the demonstrator, they're going to turn it back to Lynn Leash, you know, the university, and they're going to let it go back, and I found out about it.
They didn't give that to you.
For that old boy working out with a farm business, in other words, old Jess or something like that.
$3,000, they just giving it to him.
No. Well, they're taking $400 off on account of them just barely, you know, it broke in, just like a new automobile. You drive Mocala back to the house, you know, it's appreciated, you know, a new car.
Yeah.
And I knew, in other words, that thing, you know, just like a brand new one. Just like a car, you know, if it drove Mocala out here at the house, it wouldn't hurt it, in other words. And I said, well, I'd take advantage of that. And I told Joe what I wanted. And I said, I don't want your people, a head man that you connected with over here at Clinton, to come and say something, in other words, and y'all want $200-$300 profit on it. But I'll buy it. I ain't going to have anything to trade in for it. I'm going to pay for it when I get it. So that's the way we like to do business. So we won't have to put it on the lot. And he said, we're not going to have to paint it. We're not going to have to check it over, nothing. So you can see it. No, well, it wasn't nothing wrong with it. It had about a half of two halves of baling twine in it. And it was that new International Harvester twine. You know, it's high price, about $11 or $12 a roll for that International twine. Yeah. Now, Joe and them, they like to sell that bale boy, they call it. But I quit it, and I went to using the Farm Bureau. It's not for $7 a roll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this good, hey, it'll take the tension. He said, it'll break. I said, I'm screw it all the way and just put it in there where you got a little moisture in it. You can't hardly pick up the bale. And I said, don't bust the twine.
Yeah.
But the Farm View, you know, they let have things, you know, it cost. If you're a member of it, you know, which I reckon you are, aren't you? You've gone to Farm View, don't you?
Yeah.
Pay your dues, you know, at $15 a year. You get more out of Farm Bureau than you would be if you were paying your dues to the Masonic Lodge or some of the other line club and all this. You may belong to all of them. You belong to any of them over there?
No, sir. I don't belong
but,
to them.
But they give you a little something to eat and drink, you know, once in a while at a party, and you hear them, you know, tell all kind of lies, you know, with all that. But I just didn't have time to aggravate with them. There is. Lindsay's brother is one of them. He goes up there. He joined that Masonic Lodge. But I just don't have the time to. I'm a working man, in other words, and go out and fellowship with them. And they're supposed to be a good organization, but they got too many crooks in there. You know, and they drink, lift, you know, and do all kind of filth. And one or two of them, like, he ain't staying at home, you know, he's running around with somebody else's wife and all that kind of stuff. I said, that stuff don't suit me. I said, I don't believe I want to get into it and pay the dues and be in that outfit. But you can study up on it. Now, when you get broke down on the road or something, well, I got a brother. He's a 32nd in Jacksonville. He's the one that had the heart attack here the other week.
My name, he's 32nd degree, man. And, I got three brothers.
And I got another brother in Clearwater. He's one of the big Mason boys. And they wear the big ring, in other words. You know, Masonic ring. But I get talking with him once in a while, and one of Jackson's ticked that he like I am, about as good a talker as I am. And I reckon you done found out I'm a pretty good talker all the what time you've been around me.
Why would you need to be in the Mason?
Not in it. I wouldn't think. And I told Larry, I said, what the good? You out in other words, you get in other words? Well, you can get enough out of, you know, visiting your people or going around the neighbors or something or other. Like we were talking about him a while back, years ago, he used to fellowship. Now, your wife, I wanted her to play the piano piece for me. My sister-in-law used to play it. Yeah, and after you said she could play, I wanted her to play me a song.
You can't play it.
Says you can or can't play it?
No.
She can't.
She plays at it, but she everything. She never plays anything that's got a melody to it, you see.
But I thought she played, you know, like my sister-in-law by air or something else, but she didn't play, you know, by the note and all this other way. She played by the air. My sister-in-law, the one Mason that's 3 years older than I am, why, his wife and I would just sit down and just name the song, just play it, you know, without looking at the music, words or nothing. Just know it, you know, like people playing old guitar.
That's the way it's all.
Yeah, my older brother could do the same thing and play the harmonica at the same time. He's the one that married this. This old man up here, Will Guthrie, you know, got this property up here. You know, it's the island. What is it? Cross Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his wife. Third wife married the Townsend boy. You know those Townsend boys, you know?
I know.
Let me see what this boy is first. Marvin. You know,
Marvin?
You mean Marvin?
Yeah, I know.
Well, Marvin married my sister-in-law's stepmother.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you know Marvin, I'd say he's a little younger than you are, though, believe it.
No,
he's about your age, isn't he? That little Marvin. He's working at university now. He's working on cow and all this other, and now he's working at university. He's working with a plant entomologist, I believe, what he's doing with the plant division. But he's easy going, good old boy. But I think it probably you'd heard it, old Marvin, in other words. But he married my sister-in-law's stepmother.
Marvin Townsend.
Yeah, that's his name, and he knows it. See, you find out people know him, they know a few people, and that's relatives of mine. But
what is it? What all has he done? Is he the one who had been with old man Guthrie all
the
time?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Old man had packed a race, in other words, and he stayed with him, and he could have gotten out. He wouldn't leave and go to Camp Brandon and all those places. He stayed there. He could have gone with we other boys, you know, and made some money.
You?
Oh, yeah. I knocked it out. If I could have worked another 6 months, I would have retired the rest of my days. I'm making $150 a day. Believe it or not, what my salary was. When the truck, I had two trucks in. I had the Ford and this Dodge. Now, I used it now, but it was on the road.
Yeah.
But I used the Ford more than I did this one, because the Ford, I had a... We were farming then, you know, had planted about 100 acres of everything you think of. Like Linda over there. Linda used to plant 100 acres of everything with him, if you've been knowing him long enough. Well, we the same way on this side, my brother and I. And we done some sharecropping on the side, just like that old Sid Martin over there. You know him? Huh? I know him too. And the old the one that run the store is son.
James Phillips.
Yeah, old Phillip. You know him? One eye. Whole one eye, isn't it? Yeah, old James. They're pretty good people. I've eaten in the home, visited with them, in other words. But I had these trucks, you know, and I says, I'm going to quit farming. I said, we're not making no money on it, and I'm going up there and make some money. But the first little job I had in Gainesville, this little scratch job, I called it a scratch job, but it wasn't too bad. Well, the spare ran there now. They call that Fairbanks, They had another name for that now. Where the airport is and all that. I don't know the name of it. But I went there first.
I don't know that.
I got a job there. My job there was to haul lumber. Well, I used that truck for hauling lumber. But I said, meant to go, in other words, let me get back to the store. I hauled a lumber with a Dodge, one they got now. But when I started blending, that's when I hauled a labor, because it had a closed-in body where I put those, put that cracked ice, covered over with a tarpaulin, had a solid metal body, and I carried these vegetables, in other words. I had, you know, been as far as Columbia, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Jacksonville, Florida, Tampa, you know, go down there once in a while. And I did carry a load of two watermelon on that closed-in job to Miami, down that beach way, you know, at Miami, and that fork, and peddle them out, in other words. And I carried a blooming box on the back end, you know, and got some ice, you know, and keep them, hold a good many watermelon in that big Coca-Cola box, and keep them cold.
That was on the dock.
No, I would afford using them, but I hauled a lumber from Fairbank down to the ferry place where that, I don't know the name of the place when they call it. Then that's where I got started, hauling lumber out of boxcars. And I made a little money, and it wound up, in other words, then Camp Blanding opened up. And I said, well, here, I said, this thing about to fold up. This one I can't see about this job. He said, all right.
Well, you knew him way back there.
Era? Oh, yeah. And you and Foy really married. Before we married his wife, and they got two girls, they both them married and got children now. But Eric said, yeah, let's go up there. Eric says, well, he says, what you gonna do about your labor working out here? I says, well, if there's someone want to work, they might go right on up there, and I'll haul them on the truck too. So we're taking that truck, in other words, that same Dodge, and we pulled out and went to Camp Landing and went to the superintendent's office and talked to the men. And Ed started to work that same day. We got up there about 10, 11 o'clock. Ed started to work. He was a painting crew. Said, you can get on too. I said, no. I said, I don't like the smell of that paint. You're using hose, you know, spraying it. And I said, another thing, why, you wear your clothes like a lot of colored people do, you know, wear them, get them new, you know, dungarees, and never wash them or nothing until they wear out. And I said, that's the way the painting thing is. You get them so much paint on them, you just come in and just climb out and stand them up and stand up in the corner like this, gotcha. He said, well, he said, it's a job, and that's what we come up here for, to make a little money. I said, well, I'm going to see about getting a little better job. And I waited until the next day, and then I went to see another man then, guy. And he says, you say you got some labor you can bring up here? I said, yes, sir. I says, I got about 15, 20. He said, well, how many could you bring on that truck? I said, I don't know. I'd rate maybe 30 or 40 could ride, put a comfortable in. And all, and I said, well, we got to have some at the sawmill. Any of them know anything about the sawmill work? I said, yes, they handy people like I am. I said, I always consider to do a little something that anybody else could do. Might not be perfect on a lot of it. Don't claim to be, but I'm doing a little of it. I said, well, I want so-and-so. I need about 6 or 8, you know, at the sawmill. And I need about 5 or 6 of carpenters. And I told him, you know, Aaron and I up there, and he was a painter, and I wanted to get on with a crew in there with a plumbing department, or a pipe fitter or something. That's what I finally got started on, pipe fitters. But they're going to make the story about the money deal, in other words, why Linda had two trucks up there at Camp Blanding, L.D. Whitten, two dump trucks. Well, Linda wanted me to drive one of them, Ken folks, in other words. And I said, well, I says, Tobe, as I told you, I call him Tobe. I said, Tobe, I said, you can't pay me what I can make. I don't believe it. This other outfit. I said, I'm going to get a job as mechanic, skilled mechanic. I wasn't going to start with no labor, I told Ed. Ed's job with a painter, it was a little higher on that low scale of labor, in other words. It was semi-skilled, I reckon, what his paint job was. But I said, I'm going to get in the skill line. Well, Ed, what you going to do? I said, well, I've had a little experience with plumbing and pipe work down at the Tampa Ship Engineering Company in Tampa. And I said, and I got through that, I went to work with Margaret Harmon, our truck driver. Said, well, I believe my brother Lindy wants, he knows you can drive a truck. Drive on a dump truck and haul all that dirt, you know, and go and come. And he said, he'll pay you a salary and other and give you a little bonus, you know what I mean? Well, back then, you know, Lindy had a little money. And then at his time, you know what, if you've been knowing him long enough, he has had a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But he's had, you know, tough luck like farmer, but I got out of it and went up there. But counting that truck was at 50 cents a day for about 40 men, see, in my salary, in other words. Then I made a deal with them to after I carried the labor up there, the truck, I put the tarpaulin over instead of hauling a turnip green, you know, and these iceberg lettuce and mustard and these spring onion and all that, you know, everywhere. Put the top over it. In the wintertime, well, I got one of these orange robe heaters you seen there and put it on the back to keep them warm, in other words. And the three of us rode in the cab and we'd go to Camp Blanding. They got up there while they take that tarpaulin off and use that truck on the yard. They paid me again, you know, 75 cents an hour and furnished all the gas for it, for the truck, you know, using the day if something happened to it. I paid for part in the labor.